Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Zombie Mall Radio Podcast, whatever it is that we're calling it today. Today I want to talk to you about trying to figure out a way to relax when the world is going to hell around you. Think about it like this. When you're stressed out, your body is not up to par. It's not acting as best it can. When you get stressed out, you become more susceptible to a virus, to getting sick, to feeling tired. So you've got to do whatever it is that you have to do to get yourself into a relaxed state. I'm not talking about drugs or alcohol or anything like that. I'm talking about a mental relaxive state. Whether it is taking a relaxing walk along the beach, hiking in the woods, or just kicking back and reading a good book, or perhaps listening to your favorite zombie show on your radio or internet, or however it is that you're listening to this particular show. In that I jest. I kid. I'm a kidder. Sometimes I like to use humor to relax. Comedy has always been a great way to kind of let your worries fall behind. There's a comedian out there, goes by the name of Pablo, and let me tell you, if you have an opportunity to check his stuff out, it'll leave you in stitches. Today I want you to concentrate on relaxing. I want you to concentrate on getting your blood pressure down. Just going with the flow. Jeff Bridges once said, "Sometimes you just gotta ride the wave that's coming down, man." And you know, I'm trying real hard to adapt that to my everyday life. I think that's great advice. You know, sometimes you find yourself in the middle of a situation that you just can't control, and you have to ride it out. You just have to see where that wave takes you. And sometimes you never know. I mean, hell, that troublesome, dangerous wave could easily churn up a couple of gold bullion at the end of that run. And, you know, hey, if you weren't willing to ride that wave out, you never would have found that gold. So sometimes you have to go through hardship to find, well, the gold at the end of the rainbow. Today, I'm out walking the trail here. We've got a paved trail on Zombie University. And just walking the trail today, not jogging. It's kind of difficult to jog and talk. At least not without sounding too winded while doing this show. But a lot of times students will ride their bikes through here, they'll jog through here, or walk like me. A lot of birds going on, so you may hear some of that in the background, some cicadas. Occasional car goes by in the distance, so you may hear that too. But yeah, not today. Today I'm just out walking around the campus trail and checking out schools in session, started last week. And I'm just checking it out, seeing what I can see. Looks like there's some little tracks over here to my left. Some kind of animal going down in this little culvert here. One of these days I need to do a remote show over... and by the way, speaking of remote shows, yes, I am on my Zoom H1. And I'm not completely giving up on the technology of this remote idea, but we'll see how this audio sounds today. But anyway, speaking of what I was just saying, I need to do another remote broadcast in the caverns that we found a couple of years back. We actually have that developed out now, and we've got it converted into some classes. Classes are not quite ready this semester, but they will be ready for students next semester. We still have to install some bathrooms down there. And that's kind of been the slowing hold up on that. I mean, you're underground. You know, where do you go to, well, go? you know, so you got to have proper draining and all that stuff. So anyway, it's just taking a little bit more engineering. But yeah, hopefully by next semester we'll have about 5 classrooms down there in the caverns. Anyway, I digress. Relaxation. That's what we're all here today about. And I want you to pause for a second, whether you are in the car driving or at your computer listening, and just think for a moment, what are some of the things that stress you out? You know, is it bills? Is it your family? Is it your job? I mean, all of these can be valid reasons to stress somebody out. But there's not a reason that you should let it really get to you that bad. At least not to the point where... you are allowing it to consume your life. Life is too short. You know, people get stressed out. I'll put it simply. You get stressed out, you can cause your blood pressure to rise. Blood pressure can lead to a heart attack super easy. And you don't want that. You know, think about how stressful it's going to be when the zombies start popping up everywhere. You know, you don't want to become another statistic. You don't want to sit there and, oh, you're in the middle of a battle, all of a sudden your heart spikes and you die. You know, I'm sure, you know, every person out there really wants to just kind of eke under the radar, so to speak, and live a good life. But, you know, getting stressed out about small, silly little things is, I don't know, it's not healthy. So, yeah, so let's explore some stuff to help you relax. And I'll put it in the setting of the zombie apocalypse and show you how, at least how I would cope with it. Let's give you a couple of examples of how you could get stressed out in the zombie apocalypse. And, you know, some of the solutions as I would see it that, I don't know, would help kind of diffuse a situation so that you can remain calm. You know, and while I'm on this topic of relaxation, let me point out, too, that your diet can actually have a major impact on your state of relaxation. I mean, for example, did you know that sodium, your salt intake, that helps to prevent your body from sweating? And you need to sweat because sweat releases, it helps to release the toxins from your system, you know, through sweat. You know, that doesn't make sense, does it? Let me rephrase that in a little bit more happy English. When you sweat, your body has toxins within it, and when you sweat, the sweat helps to pull those toxins out of your pores. When you have too much sodium in your body, it doesn't allow you to sweat as easily. So just simply changing your diet to low sodium, to a low sodium intake, low salt intake, can do wonders. It'll also help you lose weight a little bit faster too if you're, you know, wanting to shed a couple of pounds. Sugar, you could always reduce the amount of sugar that you take, the sodas that you drink. I mean, you know, read the label every now and again. It's just chock full of sugar. Sugar gets turned into fat in your system your body needs a little bit of sugar for energy, but other healthier ways to get that sugar. And when you have too much, that's what makes your love handles. That's what makes your gut so big. That's what makes your ass stick out. And you know, as they say, what the number one rule in zombie land was cardio, because the fatties get it first, they get eaten first. And there's amount of truth to that. I mean, you know, if you're sitting there trying to run away from, you know, from a couple of zombies coming after your ass, well, you know, if you're extremely overweight, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to get up the speed it takes to get away from them. Not to mention the fact that your arteries are going to be so clogged of plaque buildup and fat that, you know, I mean, hell, I'm walking up a hill right now and I'm winded. But you're going to get winded just trying to run 10 feet, you know? So cardio is pretty important. And that can be a really good relaxation technique is, you know, jogging and exercise. And really, honestly, all it takes is about 30 minutes a day of exercise. Get your blood pumping, you know, get winded. It's one of the reasons I'm out walking right now is to try to get a little exercise and get my blood moving and get my blood pumping. I've got to shed a few more pounds and try to get myself into shape a little bit better and get my health a little bit under more control. You know, I did go see a doctor and I've had some health issues as of late. And yeah, so that's kind of my goal, and that's actually what's prompted me to do this particular topic on this show. But anyway, exercise aside, relaxation. So let's say you have got backpack on, you got your knife at your side, you got your gun at the other side, and almost lost my train of thought for a second. So yeah, you've got your backpack, you got your knife on one side, your gun on the other, and I don't know, let's say three zombies coming at you, they're 10 feet away. What are you going to do? You going to panic? You going to get all in a state of unrest because you don't know what you're doing and you're panicked? Well, no. This is where being relaxed is going to help you with that. Hey, now. And all you got to do is, just like I said, stay relaxed, stay focused. You know what you're doing. You've encountered zombies before. So you either back away, pull out your knife, pull out your gun, relax, you know. It's not rocket science. It's survival at that point. And it really needs to become, your actions need to become second nature to you. In any given situation, freaking out, screaming, and you know, running around in circles is just not, it's not practical. It's gonna get you killed if you start to panic. It's that simple. Another example, let's say you're on top of a building, you've been chased up a stairwell. You're on top of a building, zombies are below you, they're going to bust through the door at any minute, and it doesn't appear that you have anywhere to go. What are you going to do? Are you going to panic? You're going to hurl yourself off and just say, oh, this is it, this is the end, there's no way for me to escape this event that's about to unfold, so I'm just going to hurl myself off and let that be that? Or are you going to let the door burst open and let the zombies eat you up and just give in to that horrible world? If you're panicking, yeah, those thoughts may seem like the only end to that particular situation. But I firmly believe that there is no such thing as a no-win situation. There may be situations that seem damn difficult to get through, but I don't believe in a no-win situation. So my solution would simply be, you've got, say, 100, 1,000 zombies coming up that stairwell. They're going to bust through at any moment. What are you going to do? Well, I'm going to find a way to get down. You know, I'm not going to just jump I'm not going to jump off and hope that the fall kills me. I'm not going to just open the door and let the zombies eat me. I'm going to figure out a way to get down. You know, there's you know, you in any given situation, there is always a way out of it. And I think by having a relaxed state of mind, you are going to find that answers present themselves. And, you know, case in point, no win situation. Well, every situation can be won. You may not necessarily like that particular win, but you can always get out of it and survive. I firmly believe that everything always works itself out. Everything that happens is happening the exact way that it's supposed to happen. Call it fate, call it destiny, you know, whatever you want to call it. I firmly believe that everything happens for a reason. Sometimes you have to make that reason happen. You have to be the reason why something happens. But other times, man, just let stuff happen and just be relaxed about it and just let it go. I don't know, man. Like I said earlier, life is just too damn short to get your panties all in a bunch and worry about stuff. And that's kind of a new philosophy for me to tackle. But I got to try it, you know. I mean, I see too many people out there that are walking around with their heads hung low and they look like they could just burst into tears at any moment because they feel that life is so hard and so difficult. And it's just, I can't do that anymore, you know. Life is too short and you have to enjoy everything, you know. Best piece of advice I can give you, do this. Every day, you've got to give yourself a little present. And that's something that I've carried with me for years. I got it from David Lynch in his presentation of Twin Peaks, in which Special Agent Dale Cooper is explaining to Sheriff Harry S. Truman, every day, Harry, you've got to give yourself a little present, whether it's a catnap in your office chair or a damn fine cup of coffee. Every day, you've got to give yourself a little present. And that's what I'm trying to do, and that's what I'm trying to accomplish. Every day, I have to give myself a little present. And, you know, it could be something really super simple, like a cup of coffee, you know, or, you know, a ice-cold bottle of water. And what I do to make it special is I just pop that bottle of water in the freezer for about 30 minutes, 20 minutes or so, and it's extra cold. You may not think, well, what kind of special present is that? Well, you know, it's a matter of how you look at things. You know, it's perspective. And again, it goes back to your mindset. And I don't think that you can achieve that mindset unless you are in a state of, you know, relaxation. And so this is going to be my present to all of you, my little piece of advice for the day. Each day, just like David Lynch said through his writings, each day give yourself a little present and learn to recognize when the universe is giving you a little present and appreciate that. Best example I can give you. I gave this advice to a buddy of mine. He lives down in Florida, and I told him, I said, Paul, every day you need to get out on the beach and just walk the beach. I don't have the luxury of living in an area where we have a beach. You know, the closest beach to me is 2,000 miles away. Actually, that's not true. It's about 1,200 miles away. But that's not the point. Point is, I don't have the ability to go daily to walk along the beach. He does. So I said, dude, you've got to go every day and walk along the beach. And I told him, when you go, just relax, keep your eyes open, and see what you see. And one of the first days he went out there to do this, he took a picture of it and sent it to me. and it was of a baby turtle coming out of the ocean. I mean, you know, to me, that's pretty damn cool. You know, that's a universe, that's the universe giving him a present. You know, that's, I think that's really cool. You know, that's nature providing something natural to that person. And, I'd love to see something like that. An example for me, I used to go to this one little bluff overlooking one of our lakes over here on campus. And I'd go there for about an hour, once a week for about an hour, and I'd sit there and eat my lunch. And I'm sitting in the car, and this bird just lands right on the windshield and just stares at me. And to me, that was the universe giving me a present that day. And I think if you're mindful of things like that, you'll find that you're going to be a happier person day to day. You know, it's something to look forward to. You never know when it's going to happen. Hell, it could even be you're walking through a grocery store parking lot. You look down and, you know, there's 50 cents or there's a $20 bill, you know. I mean, that's kind of cool, you know. You have to recognize when the universe is giving you a present. But each and every day, I think you do need to give yourself one as well. I think that, I think it's important to enjoy life and find the happy moments, because as I've said multiple times in this broadcast, life is too short to worry about crap. With that said, I think we're going to wrap up that particular topic. I'm going to go for a real quick, commercial break. And when we come back, I've got lined up a great interview with one of the largest zombie talk boards, message boards, whatever you want to call it, that's on Facebook, Corky Young. So be sure to stay tuned, and should be one hell of an interview. See you after these messages. In a world gone dead, you have a choice: survive or be eaten. If you find yourself on Facebook, group up with the members at Zombie World. That's facebook.com/groups/zombieworld1, and that's the digit 1. They talk daily about, well, zombies. Want to expand your Walking Dead experience? They have live chats during the show. Debates and discussions about your favorite zombie lore happen daily. Think you've seen all the zombie movies there are to see? Think again. Zombie World has among the largest zombie movie list in the undead world. Visit them at facebook.com/groups/zombieworld1. And remember, that's the digit 1. We'll see you in the zombie world.
Coming Halloween 2014.
The plague started roughly 10 years ago. It's been a long and hard fight just to stay alive from the living. From the dead, well, let's just say it takes every ounce of strength to keep one step ahead. And even that's not always enough. I've seen many a family and friend get taken down in this apocalyptic world. It has certainly taken its toll on me. I grow weary of this place, yet I still fight the fight. Something deep inside keeps me going from day to day. I'm unsure what I hope to find amidst all this despair. Perhaps it's as simple as that. I keep hoping for hope. Perhaps in the ruins of the next town I will find sanctuary. Perhaps. All I know is that I must keep on with the keeping on. The undead are not going to stop. Neither am I.
Zombie Mall Podcast Radio presents From Here to There, its first ever serial, lasting 6 episodes. It will delve into one survivor's fight of the undead.
All right, everybody. Like I said, we are back. And today, I've got kind of a special little treat for you. For the past couple of shows, I've been talking about this really cool site that I found on Facebook, a really nifty group called Zombie World 1. And today, I actually happen to have, as a guest, the creator of said group. And I'm fascinated with it, you know, because, like I said, it's a place where people can go and jump on and just check out everything about zombies there is, and we just do all kinds of fun little talks and chats and what-if scenarios and that kind of thing. But today, I'd like to welcome to the show Mr. Corky Young. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, Zombie Mall, I'm doing great.
Now, you've got one of the things that I saw on here. You have one of the largest collections of zombie movies out there. About how many do you have in your collection?
At the moment, 223.
Oh my gosh, that's insane! 220. That, I mean, that's that's crazy. Now, what got you into it? I mean, what started you down the path of collecting zombie movies?
Back in the early 80s. Well, I was brought up, we used to get a man used to call around to the houses called the Video Man. And he'd beep his horn on the corner of the street, open the boot up, and have literally hundreds of pirate videos.
Oh, wow.
Which, so they were, it was, we paid £1 and you get 3 for the weekend. Then you come back on the Monday and collect them. So the one day, me and my sister went to get 3 videos. We got Dawn of the Dead, the first Romero, Cannibal Ferox, and Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. That was the 3 that we had. And for some reason, he didn't ever come back to pick the 3 up. So
maybe he
got
caught.
The only 3 videos that we had were those 3. I ended up watching Dawn of the Dead, I think, maybe 100, 200 times.
Wow.
And since that day, that was the only 3 videos that we owned. So, sort of caught the buzz there of the zombie thing, and it went on from there.
Now, it makes you almost kind of wonder if maybe the guy got caught.
Yeah, I think he did, yeah.
of all the ones that you have, Al, I want to ask you kind of a two-part question. What is, it's going to be more than a two-part question. I have all kinds of questions about him. What is the scariest zombie flick in your collection?
Oh, I'd have to go with the Rex, the RDCs. The live footage zombie films, I think, they took obviously another genre from the zombie films.
Right.
And, well, very scary as far as I'm concerned.
And that's similar to kind of like the Blair Witch Project,
sort of the found footage.
Yeah,
scenario.
The found footage. Yeah, yeah. I've always been a big fan of that. Now, let's go in the complete opposite direction. Now, in of all the stuff that you have, all the ones in your collection, what is like the worst? The one that you'll probably never pick up again and never watch again.
Well, I sort of judge the films on. Like, I watch the films with my girlfriend, and I judge the films on how long she stays awake whilst watching them. So, like, the best has got to be, so to speak, the worst is a film called The Zombie Chronicles, which I don't think she even made it through the credits at the beginning. It's just so bad, you've got to see it to believe it. Like, and don't get me wrong, I could count on the fingers of one hand, how many films that she's actually stayed awake right the way through.
Right.
But God, it's so bad. It's I've watched it again just to see if it really is that bad.
Wow.
And yeah, it is. It's just not worth. Yeah, the disc is actually made on, like.
Yeah, I've seen a few that are pretty bad like that. And then again with this collection. What do you, where do you see, how much more do you see adding to it?
I got a list of about maybe another 30 that I'm looking to get now in the next month or so.
Is there a holy grail?
I'm always looking for that one off.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is there
the collect, collector's editions.
The collector's editions,
you know, yeah. Limited editions, collector's editions, yeah. Which, like, just the film Shaun of the Dead, I have 5 different copies.
Oh, wow.
Of, you know, like, re-releases, edits, cuts, you know, and then Universal, they own the rights, brought in the Universal Special Edition. So, you know, I still buy them up, you know, just to own them.
Right. Now, do you ever get into, like, the zombie books? Or is it primarily just...
Well, obviously, there's quite a lot of zombie books on zombie movies.
Yeah, there is, true, yeah.
Which, you know, I think I have 4 or 5 of them. Because I'm always looking out for something else, you know? And what are the people's takes out on, obviously, on the zombie genre? Like, I'm very interested in that.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I have... Well, Christmas presents and birthday presents, it's just DVDs and books that are all zombie. Which, you know, everyone knows I'm happy with that, so I'm easily bought for, really.
Yeah, it's fun to for me, you know, to run into somebody else out there that has such a keen interest in zombies. You know, I mean, for me, it's like you. I mean, yes. You know, I was introduced to the whole thing, you know, back when the Dawn of the Dead, you know, came out. And that's really what I remember seeing first. And then I went back and watched, you know, the Night of the Living Dead, you know, afterwards. But, you know, for me, it was always the mall. You know, that always fascinated me. And, you know, we'd hang out at the mall and just play out those scenarios of, you know, what would we do if zombies were to break out everywhere? We'd head to the mall. And, you know, I mean, honestly, that was really the inspiration behind me doing zombiemall.com. And that kind of leads into, I wanted to find out from you, what was the drive behind you creating Zombie World 1 over on Facebook?
Well, obviously, I've had a huge interest in zombies for years. And when I first started Facebook, I went for a phase of making, you know, bring people together. For different reasons, and obviously with my massive interest in zombie world, my 2 great friends, Cece and Jane. Well, Cece obviously from Canada, and Jane also from the UK. I said, I'll make a group for zombies. So this is about maybe a year and a half ago. We started the group up. It was pretty slow to start, but it catches on, you know, as everything else does. You know, people with the same interests. You know, we've got some fantastic members now from all over the world. You know, we keep it running 24 hours a day due to CC being in another time zone.
Right.
And myself and Jane being over here. I work the night shift, so, like, Jane's on there in the day, I'm on there in the night, and then CC's on in between. So it's manned 24 hours a day. You know, we keep things running smoothly. And the group basically runs itself. You know, I love it.
It does, and I mean, and you've got just over 4,000 members. Actually, as we speak, you've got exactly 4,174 members strong on there. And what I really like about it is the fact that a lot of groups, you'll get on there, and it's nothing but spam. It's people, you know, trying to peddle their books and you know their own websites and that kind of thing. And I know that takes place on there, but for the most part, that spam just does not exist. It's more of a community of people talking and chatting about zombies and different events it's a great place to hang out. And I really applaud you on the work that you guys do on this site. It's blown me away.
Yeah, well, we did go through the phase of the spammers, we got a lot of authors, zombie authors, which I'm all for letting them advertise, you know, their books, which I don't mind at all. You know, I'm all for spreading the word of zombies. But it got overkill to a stage where some of the guys were posting 3 times a day.
Right.
You know, their adverts for their books. So I put up a few statuses saying, you know, come on, can we keep it down to maybe once a week? And people don't listen, you know, and... So in the end, now what we've done, we monitor every post that goes on there. So it has to come through one of the admin. If it's a book, you know, I'll message them personally and just say, look, you know, I may let it go on once, but then you also have to abide by the share for share scheme, which, you know, if we're advertising their stuff, they can at least show us courtesy to advertise Zombie World, you know, on their sites.
Well, sure,
which has worked really well.
Fair is fair. I mean, I really appreciate that too. And I mean, it's tit for tat, you know. I mean, it's one of the things where, you know, if you scratch my back, I'm going to scratch your back, and
yeah, it's just
like
helping each other out.
Yeah,
course, yeah,
and I mean, especially in this this I guess industry, zombie industry, if you will, it is a very close knit group of people. You don't really get too many out there that are, I guess, left wing, right wing zombie fans. They're all zombie fans. You know, and I,
well, we've had a shade of total lunatics on them. I've got to be honest.
Well, yeah, I can understand that. That happens, I guess, in any group, especially when it's an anonymous group like you know, Facebook. I mean, anybody can get out there and pretend to be anything.
Yeah, well, I've made some fantastic friends from it. You know, it's just some guys. You know, like there's another group called the Knights of the Apocalypse, which are men who are just dedicated to, if the apocalypse actually happens, you know, to abide law and order, and they're totally seriously into it.
Yeah.
You know, I became a member of that, like, and, you know, they're fantastic guys, but, you know, they're obviously into their weaponry and they're survivalists, and they take it very serious, you know, and it's guys like that, and you just, you know, obviously without Facebook and the internet, you know, you'd never meet and get to know, but
right,
there's some fantastic people on there.
Just to jump track a little bit, now, how much of The Walking Dead has influenced your appreciation of zombies?
Well, I think it's for everybody. I think it was a major boost. I think the zombie genre was lacking a little. The Walking Dead came out. Maybe the first season was just obviously maybe say hardcore zombie fans, but it obviously grew and grew to what it is now. And I think it also boosted Hollywood, you know, into. It was a bit of a kick up the dead ass of them. So,
right.
You know, we had World War Z, Warm Bodies was brought out. You've got a new season, a new series now on Sci-Fi,
right.
Z Nation, which is hopefully up the challenge, Walking Dead, you know, because they know this. The population of fans now is incredible.
Yeah, I'm anxious to see that one as well.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that. But then, as I say, you know, there's that many genres of the zombie cult that I think it'll just keep growing and growing there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I really don't see an end in sight, you know, to the possibilities. I mean, it's really amazing. I mean, you know, it's really picked up steam over the past 10 years. And, I just don't really see an end in sight to it. It's a fad that just keeps going, and I think globally it's just kind of become a global culture within itself.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Now, in watching Walking Dead, or just zombies in general, even in the movies or the books that you've seen or read, I have a very definite opinion on the scariest element, you know, to any zombie story out there. What in your opinion would you think is one of the scariest elements to the zombie story?
I had a reoccurring dream, and this is straight up from many years when I was younger, that the fact of waking up in the morning and just no one being about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, walking through the streets, not seeing anybody, knocking doors, you know, nothing. There's no cars. Very similar to, say, 28 Days Later.
Right.
When the guy wakes up from a coma, and that's my biggest fear, you know, without even adding the zombies, is the walk in the streets, and then obviously when the zombies come into it, then, you know, being on my own, that's what scares me the most.
I think for me, it's always been the human element. You know, zombies, okay, yeah, throw 100 of them at me. I think I could figure out a way to get around that and survive, but, you know, throw 100 crazy people at me that are willing to kill their own. You know, I mean, it's, and I think that's one of the things that I really like about The Walking Dead, is they kind of explore that idea.
Yeah.
And I don't know, that's always been one of the things that really scares the hell out of me about the zombie stories, rather.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Well, I think we've pretty much delved into everything that there is. Well, not everything, but a lot of the things that Zombie World 1 is. Do you have anything else that you'd like to plug?
No, it's just if anybody would like to stop off and have a chat, give us a shout on Zombie World. You know, we're more than happy. It's run 24 hours a day. Also, if I could possibly like thank Cece and Jane for putting up with me for a few years and keeping the whole thing going, because if they're not drunk, they're fantastic.
I understand. Aren't we all that way?
We obviously have a thread between the admins, you know, when I'm on there constantly giving them a bollock and saying, like, what have you done? What have you done?
Yeah. It is all in good fun. And I would definitely like to, on my behalf, like to invite everybody to check it out. It's facebook.com/groups/zombieworld1. And that's the number one, not spelled out, but just the numeral one. And I'll also post that same link on the description of the show here when it gets posted live. So we certainly invite anybody who's interested in zombies to come check it out. Now you also do, when Walking Dead is airing, you also do kind of live chat on there as well. Is that right?
Yeah. Which is hugely popular, more popular than we expected, really.
Yeah.
You know, it's just quite crazy that people are sitting there watching the telly with their laptops and commenting as things are.
Oh, it's great, because, you know, like,
it keeps it going. You know?
It does. And where I'm at, you know, my wife is into the show, but she just doesn't get as excited about it as I do. And I think it's just a great feature to be able to sit down with, you know, with the laptop and watch the show and just freak out with everybody else that's watching it. You know, there's something.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly. It's just something fun.
It's brought a whole new element to the show.
Yeah. Now, do you also have anything on Twitter or anything like that, or is it just primarily Facebook?
Just Facebook at the moment. I've obviously, we're looking at going down different avenues where I've been asked to write on a blog.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously to review films like that, and I've just started the film reviews now on Zombie World.
Right.
But it's just basically getting the time. You know, there's so much going on there. You know, we're looking at now, obviously, extending and maybe getting a few more admins in. You know, they'll bring something else to right. the show, you know, to Zombie World. You know, I've got a good friend now who's a massive survivalist, you know, who may be doing a section on there. He can come on, you know, and post his stuff, which would be great. You know, we're there to help and, you know, to spread the word.
It would be kind of an interesting slant to see some survivalist information on there.
I totally agree.
It's always been kind of fascinating to me as well. Well, Corky, I appreciate you coming on today.
Oh, it's been a total privilege. Thanks, mate. I love your show as well. Always listening to it. Me and my girlfriend. She thinks we're mad, but there you go.
You got to be a little crazy.
You've got to be a little mad. Totally agree. And anytime you want to do a call, the UK, I'm here. And if I can help you guys out in any way, no problem at all.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. And we'll keep in touch for sure.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Bright. I'll speak to you again soon.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye now.
And there you have it, folks. Another exciting episode of Zombie Mall Radio Podcast thingy, whatever we're calling it today. Until next show, remember, as I always say, want everyone to stay scary.
Zombie Ball Radio is produced by D. Brian Harden II. To listen to more ZMR shows, go to iTunes and search for Zombie Ball or visit zombiemall.net. For all things zombie, visit zombiemall.com. To learn about the best education out there, visit zombieuniversity.net. For game reviews, movie reviews, and other assorted geekery, visit gamemasters.com.